Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest from AT&T Park in San Francisco, Giants third baseman Matt Duffy, in a conversation that we had Tuesday before the game against the Dodgers. Matt, can you tell us how much has it meant to you guys to be able to hang in to the very end here, really pushing the Dodgers to the limit?
I think that just is the type of team we are. We battle. We're not going to give in no matter what the odds are until it's mathematically impossible for us to make it. I think it just speaks to the character of the guys in this clubhouse. And, like I said, I'm proud to be a part of this group and to keep fighting. And as long as we can, we're going to keep doing that.
What has the entire season meant to you? I mean, I know last year meant a lot because you joined the team, you won the World Series, but you really proved yourself this year, hitting around 300, being a regular third baseman. And I don't even know that you were thinking that way at the beginning of the season, that it would end this well.
It's fulfilling, but at the same time, we're not where we wanted to be as a team. That's always been my focus. We're doing what I can do to help the team win games. I think if we were a little closer or, tied or whatever it was, it would be even better, obviously. But still, my focus is, I think until the season's over, I won't think too much about that. Still going out there today and doing what we can to beat the Dodgers and stay alive one more day.
What did you do as far as adjustments when players went down? Or did you have to guard against trying to do too much, maybe carry a load? Because there were so many players going out left and right on this team.
I know for me, anytime I try to do too much, good things don't happen. So my focus has always been trying to stay even keel, stay with the same approach, and not change anything and not try to do too much. Because I'd say about 100% of the time that I try to hit a home run or do something big like that, I get out. So, obviously there's some times when your ego or the situation gets the best of you, and that's the challenge, is staying calm in big situations and staying calm when guys go down. Just playing your game, being the best player you can be. I'm not a big home run hitter. I'm not going to go up there and try to be, a Nelson Cruz or something like that and hit a bunch of homers. I'm going to do what I can to get on base for Buster Posey behind me. That's my job. And that's kind of my focus, and I've tried to keep that my focus as much as possible.
We'll have more with Giants third baseman Matt Duffy right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Canes Tire in San Rafael. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Canes Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
How impressed are you with the fact that players were plugged in and you guys end up being over 500 and, as I said, in the race right till the end? I mean, a lot of teams might have just folded and might not have had the talent maybe in the minor leagues, but also just, the way these guys came up and, in addition to yourself, other young players don't seem to feel like it's too big for them.
I'm proud of them. I think it speaks to, I've said it before, the veterans in this clubhouse really do a good job of making that transition easier from the minors to the big leagues, and I think it's a common thing when guys come seemingly out of nowhere and perform in big situations in big games. Like last night, we saw Trevor Brown had a huge game against a guy who's maybe a front runner for the NL Cy Young. And again, I think it's the veterans coming to each guy and saying, "Hey, we need you. You're here to help us win games," and that's huge. When guys don't belittle you or make you feel like you're some lesser person, that's huge for your comfort level. And I think in any workplace or any place in life in general, but especially here, if you're more comfortable, it's a better chance you're going to succeed. And they do a good job of making us feel at home.
You feel fortunate in a way. I mean, you look around baseball, and especially on the top of my mind is just this Jonathan Papelbon going after Bryce Harper in the dugout. I mean, they're fighting. They're on the same team, and they're going after each other. I mean, do you feel fortunate that this is the kind of clubhouse that you don't ever really see that happen?
Yeah, definitely fortunate. I mean, that's not to say that, we don't have our disagreements and stuff, but we're brothers. I mean, I think Papelbon said that in an interview. They're brothers, and you're going to fight with your brothers, and you know, there's going to be disagreements, but ultimately you know that we all come into this clubhouse every day with the goal of what can I do to help the team win. And I'm very fortunate to be a part of this and this organization and this group of guys. The way they handle themselves and the way they interact with their teammates is, again, I can't speak for any other organization because I've never been in any other one. But, yeah, I know I'm very fortunate, and I'm extremely happy to be here.
More with Giants third baseman Matt Duffy in just a moment. It was time for a new pair of snow skis, and I couldn't be happier with my decision to buy them at Demo Sport, where the experience was great, and I found out that they not only have skis, but they have snowboards and snow apparel. And for the summer, get ready with water skis, wakeboards, stand-up paddle boards, and all of your land sports needs like bikes and scooters, and you can even get sunglasses there. Demo Sport, 1101 Francisco Boulevard in San Rafael. Call them at 415-454-3500. Demo Sport, committed to getting you the gear you need.
I know you and the Giants are happy with what you did with the bat, but how much do you take pride in what you did defensively to go over to third base? I mean, you really hadn't played much over at third, and it seems like you've learned so much. You've just gotten better and better every day.
Yeah, that's something that's I've taken a lot of pride in this year, is learning a new position. And I was familiar with it. I played a little bit in college, but none at all in the minors, minus three games before I got called up last year. And Wotus and Dunson have put in a ton of work with me, especially at the beginning of the year, not so much lately because in terms of early work, because you know, playing every day is a little tougher on your body, but they put in so much work with me that I owe a lot to them, because the amount of hours that they put in hitting me ground balls and giving me pointers, and Casey McGee was huge early in the year, teaching me something every single day, even in the face of the adversity that he ran into. Those three guys really taught me a lot, both physically how to play the position, and Casey really taught me a lot how to be a good teammate, and that was something that I learned from him. And again, I owe a lot to those three guys.
Before I let you go, just looking at the overall picture, when it's down to the wire like this, and got some players here who, you know, like Tim Hudson, he's already announced his retirement. You don't know when you're going to be around the same guys again. How does that feel when you go down the stretch? You know, it's kind of like the last chance for the same guys.
You know, you just keep fighting. That, and you try to enjoy each day you have with the guys. You know, we're with each other more than we're with their families, and I don't have a family personally, but I know. Yeah, that's true. But even he's in Long Beach, so. Yeah, you just try to enjoy the moment and enjoy the day, because you know once the off season comes, you're gonna miss the guys, and right now we're just trying to push that off season back one day. That's kind of our goal, is just win today and see if we can make this thing interesting.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. It's been a spectacular season for you. I've really enjoyed watching you, and appreciate the time.
Thank you.
That's Matt Duffy of the San Francisco Giants, who had a great rookie year. I want to thank him, along with all the players who joined us this season, including our regular player guest, Jeremy Affelt. Also want to thank John Shea, who came on regularly. He's from the San Francisco Chronicle and did a great job this season. Remember, our San Francisco 49ers podcast run every Tuesday, featuring former San Francisco quarterback Steve Bono. We'll be back with the Giants podcast in 2016. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening all season long to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.